This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
All right, just back from creating his own shell formation on the beach that others just happened to stumble across. Maybe James Comey. It is Todd Pyro, the host of Fox and Friends First.
You know, my shell formation said, help me, I'm tired. I am so tired right now. Can we just talk amongst gals here?
Yeah, please.
I overscheduled last week. Now, I looked at it and said, okay, I'm coming off a vacation. Let's push it. Let's just do everything last week. And I thought I had a pretty good week last week. I thought I got a lot of stuff done. I cannot function. We're 2 days in. I'm speaking in tongues, kids.
Wow. Todd, how do we know you weren't the one who made the 86-47 shell formation if you were conveniently off last week?
I was off the week before, but you don't know. Maybe I had it there. Maybe I had it under wraps. Maybe, you know, because let's face it, that was intricate. It took a little time, took a little effort. Maybe I had it under wraps and then I covered it. And Jimbo and I had this whole big coordinated thing where, you know, as part of his book promotion, he was going to walk by it and see it. And so, yeah, this is all me. You snuffed me out, Kim St. Ange.
I knew it.
I loved the memes that came out around that. My favorite one was the one that said 8675309.
I can't say that without singing it.
I know. Everybody does. Yeah, they had a ball, and then they had Comey out this yesterday, I guess. They trotted him out on MSNBC, claiming complete denial of knowing what to 86 someone meant. I've known that for as long as I can remember. How could James Comey not be aware of that?
The number one guy in law enforcement for many years there. It's so ridiculous.
It's like a mob term or something. I mean, it's been around forever.
So why was he even brought in for questioning then? If nothing, I mean, do we even think anything's going to come of
that? No, I'll bet. I probably not. But probably just to prove that they could. I don't know.
Flexing?
Flexing a little bit.
I remember I had just started at Fox when Comey got the axe. And I remember thinking, what have I gotten myself into? This Donald Trump cat, he's crazy. He's just firing people for no reason. And boy, over the intervening 8 years, we've learned he kind of has a method to his madness. And when you want to talk about crazy, Jim Comey is the top of the deep state I'm crazy list. It's insane.
Yeah, I would agree with that. He and Brennan and all of them kind of topped that list, and he's clearly got a bone to pick. But, you know, it worked out well for him because he's getting a lot of publicity for his book. So there's method to his madness, I guess. How about this?
I know they say,
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I know they say all publicity is good publicity, but like, is this getting people to want to buy his book? I mean, to me, this looks like, wow, this guy cuckoo. I'm just going to avoid it. But that's just me.
Yeah, I would agree. Tata, anxious to get your thoughts. I know you're not a doctor, but you don't play one on TV. But is there any chance in anybody's mind that Joe Biden has had cancer for 4 years and the White House hid that information? I don't know how there could be any other answer to this.
So I spent my show yesterday trying to ask this in a journalistic way and not making conclusions, because I am not a doctor. I ask questions on the timing, because I truly am curious. I do, or at least yesterday, I was curious. I had that journalistic wonder. And so I asked questions like that. And then hours later, like 3 hours later, you know, Zeke Emanuel, that actual doctor, is like, there's no way this thing can grow that aggressively in 4 months. Validating my suspicions. But I mean, look, I feel like we were right to tiptoe around it if we are not doctors.
Sure.
But the fact that all these doctors are coming out now and saying there is no medical way it could metastasize into the bones in 4 months implies that at some point during his presidency, and I might add, at some point where he should have been under the greatest medical care that any human can receive, I call it the CEO package times infinity, that this wasn't caught. And again, here's where I'm going to go over my skis on being a doctor.
Oh, no. What have we done here?
Have I got over my skis?
I thought maybe Todd was somehow playing that, which wouldn't make sense.
Sure.
But
that would be very impressive. There is no way that on a standard PSA or the digital exam, and I don't want to go into what the digital exam is. Everybody at home that's older knows what the digital is. There is no way, there is no medical way that this cancer that Joe Biden has would not have been found vis-a-vis the PSA or the digital. It's why they do them, and I'm 100% certain of that. So that implies they either did not do these, they covered them up, or some combination thereof. Actually, going back to the first, if they didn't do it, that is medical malpractice.
Mm-hmm.
Because I get it.
Well,
and I'm a young kid.
And don't you find the timing weird? Mark pointed this out, and I thought it was a really good point. The Robert Herr audio, Axios, releases that, what was it, Saturday? And then Sunday is when the news breaks about his cancer diagnosis. So you have to question. I mean, it's really sad what he's going through, but you have to question the timing of it, of, hey, this wasn't such a good look for Biden. So were they choosing to release it on Sunday to kind of, you know, distract people, basically?
You mean like he dropped out of the race on a Sunday?
Maybe.
Yeah, just like that.
Sunday is the day of rest, apparently not for Joe Biden. You know, and it underscores a lot of other questions, you know, and I'm not ready. And again, here's what I can't do medically. I can't tie the mental to the physical here.
Right.
In other words, the mental denouement that we saw from Joe Biden was connected to this. But I will say, and I was on doing another radio hit and they said this, and I thought hard about this, chemo brain, because, you know, my mom's going through this right now. And, you know, I will literally yell at her like, dude, I just said this. Like, wake the hell up. And I'm like, oh, my God, Mom, you know, you're going through something. Let me stop being an Italian son and being a loving son.
Mm-hmm.
So
I get it.
You know, that be tied to this if they're not telling us about a course of treatment that he may or may not have had?
Yeah.
Again, all questions we need to ask.
Todd, we're out of time, my friend. Thank you.
Have a great week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.